175 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, for 4.5 years, it's, I mean, there's podcasts that put out a show every day, for Christ's sake. 20 minutes of reading grocery receipts. And poor Big Fatty. So, you know, we get together mostly every week.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
20 minutes of reading grocery receipts. Poor Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4746. FBFO for Fright, the 17th of April 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and some feedback. Wizards, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well. Yo, your wizards today, Big Fatty. Is it because of Stink Pot? No, that's a different kind of whizzing. Yo, your wizards today, because y'all this weekend on Sunday, y'all, it is our final presentation of the Best of Broadway for this season. And y'all, it's the Wiz. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Monday the 20th, y'all, they're going to announce the new season for next year. Big Fatty, I'm sure you'll be touching yourself. Well, maybe not touching yourself. Well, you'll probably be touching your charger plate so you can get tickets for next year. It's probably true. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, they're both on Saturday. The first, y'all, I do this one as a courtesy to a listener, probably a lurker listener these days. Y'all, she's best known for her putting CVS out of business with her coupons. Y'all, I'm talking about, of course, Princess Hannah, and Saturday would be Princess Hannah's father's birthday, and it's one that I recognize just because it means something to her, and yes, Big Fatty, it's just kindness, it's true. And y'all, speaking of kindness, the face of kindness, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all met him face to face a couple of times out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. You know where you stand with this young man, and yes, Big Fatty, and that's good, because he's clever. And he has lots of very interesting life experiences. Yes, Big Fatty, especially when he worked at that delicatessen. It's true. Y'all, I'm talking about one of the co-hosts of the Lotsel little show. Y'all, I'm talking about, of course, that Peter G. Big Fatty, we love that Peter G. So, y'all, well, you're not going to see Princess Hannah's father. If you see Princess Hannah or that Peter G on the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope everyone gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
us today from out there in the San Diego. You're another co-host of the Lotsel. Y'all and the number three fan of the BFO for 2026. Y'all is that Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone posted over there at the WWW. He says, Rick Ruddy, what's the biggest improvement you've made at to the villa? I know you painted it and carpeted. Is there another project you've done? Well, first of all, Dr. Stone, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. This is an excellent question. And Dr. Stone, I have a list of improvements I've made to the villa over the years, from the installation of porch ceiling fans and a swing, power washing the exterior, storm door put on. I've had different plumbing things taken care of. Had dead trees removed, and had different outlets. I put outlets out near the trees in the backyard. Had the irrigation system put in. And that's most of them. Yes, Betty. It's true. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, before I go any further, Tuesday, you know, that was the 11th anniversarium of Big Fatty moving into the villa. Y'all, my yard guy happened to come that day. So by the end of the day, y'all, the villa looks so nice. the oak tree in front. Yes, Big Fatty, with the creepy face on it. Well, it's not creepy to me. Oh, okay. Okay. The Brickleys have been falling off. You know, those are the little golden-looking, worm-looking things that carry the pollen and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, for the most part, I think they're done falling. So maybe the pollen is going to subside a bit here. But my yard guy came and cleaned the place up. Y'all, he had four bags of those Brickleys that he sat out by the curb for the claw to come by and pick up. So anyway, y'all, just a little something that caught my eye. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, another thing that caught my eye, you know, I play the Words with Friends with Miss Beaver. Yes, Big Fatty, Miss Beaver. And you know, Miss Beaver is helping the hats. You know, they had all kinds of problems with the home of the hats. And so Miss Beaver's been trying to help with that, and it's she's fighting with the insurance companies. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, she started off a little note to me on the chat in the Words with Friends, and she said, "Who would have guessed that the little show is keeping me sane?" Things are bad. Well, Miss Beaver, I'm happy. I'm happy to offer a little bit of sanity, yes, Big Fatty, or insanity, hope that that helps with the insurance and all that other good, not so good stuff. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I just had a little bag of the cone nuts. Y'all, do you like the cone nuts? They had a multi-pack at the Sam's Club a few weeks ago, and it was like six bags of the regular and six bags of the ranch. Miss Bacon would like that. And then six bags of the fiery dill pickle. Big Fatty Dr. Stone loves a fiery dill pickle. At least with cone nuts, if you've got a fiery dill pickle, probably need to look into a medicated salve, probably. So I had that for my supper. Y'all, I finished watching The Heartbreaker, a Heartstopper, then I watched the NBC Nightly News with that Tom Yamas, and then the wheel came on, and I was piddling around and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, then of course it was time for the Jeopardy, and y'all, the guy just keeps winning. Y'all, it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And after that, y'all, it was time for the Survivor. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was a good episode. No spoilers here, but y'all, it's a small spoiler. Y'all, if they don't hurry up and get that damn Suri voted out, y'all, it's not good. It's not good that Suri is still there. And if it weren't for good luck, she'd have no luck at all. Yes, Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, if it weren't for good luck, she'd have no luck at all. But y'all, let's just say, I'm not going to even mention about who got voted out. But y'all, about 45 minutes into the show, I get a testimonium. From my former coal miner neighbor. He likes to go out and ride the bicycle in the evening hours, and he was coming back from his evening ride, and he got here about 9:45 p.m. and we hadn't seen each other in a while, so we just kind of caught up for about 45 minutes. So I didn't see the end of the Survivor until Thursday during the day. But anyway, it was just good to catch up with him and all. And y'all, then as soon as he left, y'all, I hopped right into the chamber, and y'all slept like a baby, and got up. Y'all, I got up a little later than normal on Thursday morning. Y'all, my good Samaritan, a kind person, brought my paper to the stoop. And y'all, I got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had I'm ashamed to admit I had two of those apple turnovers. One of them I heated, and y'all, it just kind of went. So it was just kind of a blob, but I just put some Kerrygold butter on the other one, and it was crispier, and I enjoyed. I ate both of them, so yes, Big Fatty, tubby and tubby, and y'all. Then I was watching Miss Gayle King, and then they said, "Oh, if you hadn't seen The Survivor yet, put it on pause." And y'all, I cut it off. I just cut Miss Gayle King off because I didn't want to know. And so, y'all, with that off, I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, went up, did senior size class in my new T-shirt. Y'all, did you go see the T-shirt? Moose P said he liked it. Y'all, speaking of Moose P, y'all, the gay crema decorations are already coming in at his house. Kyle evidently loves to go crazy with the gay crema decorations. Y'all, they showed me a new one for this year. Y'all, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable, I tell you. I'm sure there'll be pictures or what do you call those? Videos. come get gay crema time. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, came back here to the villa, sat down, had me some, what did I have to eat? I had, oh, y'all, I had a little ice cream, and I watched the end of the Survivor, and y'all, I will just say this, I can't say anything bad about the decisions the tribe made. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, that I'm gonna tell you something. No, I'm not gonna tell you something. I'm just gonna say, and y'all. Then after that, I watched. What else did I watch? I watched something else. Oh, I'm in the middle of watching the America's Culinary Cup. I'm wondering if Crooked Hat's watching that, because you know he does love a procedural cooking show. Yes, Big Fatty. And I did lay down. I didn't take my share, because y'all, it was actually kind of cool today, although this weekend it's going into the 90s. Oh, it's the dome of the heat, as the weather rap would say. But y'all have laid down for just I don't know, about an hour or so. Y'all, I've gotten where that's kind of part of the summer routine, is to lay down. Big Fatty, you do it in the winter too. Well, anyway, and y'all, I was playing the Candy Crush, and y'all, you know, you have to play, you have to watch the ads. Well, y'all, I don't know how I got this algorithm. Yes, Big Fatty, good old Al. See, he's part of the algorithms of upstate New York, isn't he? He is. They want me to buy these bras. The fun bag holder and y'all, they want me to get a big meat box and a razor to shave off all the body hair. Big Fatty, there's no such thing for you. But y'all, that's pretty much been my day. Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Dadgummit. Y'all, I meant to tell the story about the Varcano mug this week, and y'all, I need to write that down here. It's becoming a burden to remember that. But y'all, the story of the Varcano mug coming to a little show near yours. Near me? Man, you can't talk. I can't. Near you soon. I made Mussolini spaghetti. I tell you, Mussolini spaghetti. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Peter G. And Peter G., what's your favorite part?
20 minutes of reading grocery receipts. Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, poor Big Fatty, indeed. If he didn't have that, imagine how little content he'd have.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.